Food. Glorious food. That's the thing about food, is it's there all the time for most of us. We take it for granted. Sometimes we even come to despise it. I just returned from Nicaragua yesterday. I came back a few days early so I could be with you today and preach. And I'm really, really sick of rice and beans at this point. In Nicaragua, you have rice and beans all the time. In the morning, you have rice and beans mixed together with your eggs and tortillas. At lunch, you have rice and beans and maybe a few fried plantains. At dinner, you have chicken or fish or lasagna and rice and black beans. At one point, one of the younger members of the trip that we were on looked at me from across the buffet line as he was serving some rice onto his plate at breakfast and said, "After this trip, if I never see another piece of rice or another black bean again, my life will be fulfilled." The good thing about food as a metaphor, then, because it is so universal, is that everyone understands it. Everyone has to eat. And everyone, at some point, has the experience of being hungry, whether voluntarily or involuntarily. This, then, is why Jesus' metaphors in this morning's gospel about God's care for us mean so much when he puts them in the context of food. He's speaking not just about the daily sustenance we need, our daily bread, but also speaking about our spiritual needs, our daily spiritual food that we need for a relationship with God, a relationship of being fed, which is in its most visible sense in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus' words in today's gospel serves to underline our dependence on God for all of our needs. I'm sure most of you have heard by now that you can live up to 4 weeks without any shelter, without a roof over your head, and that you can live for up to 2 or 3 weeks without any food at all to eat. Or that you can live for maybe a few days without any water to drink. But I ask you, how long do you think you can live without God? God provides not just for our physical needs, our bread to eat, our water to drink, the roof over our heads, but also for our spiritual needs. In the gospel today, Jesus says that man, in the gospel elsewhere, Jesus says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Not only do we as humans need bread to eat, water to drink, we also need God. We need a relationship with God that is fed and watered daily, and we need it as much, if not more, than we need the bread and water that keeps us alive physically. We need to be kept alive spiritually. I was in Mexico in 2004. I was taking a very rapid Spanish course and doing a little bit of traveling on the side. And I was down in southern Mexico in the district of Chiapas in a town called San Cristobal de las Casas. And as my practice when I was traveling in college, I would go to the bakery every morning and buy a big loaf of bread. And I would sort of munch on it for the whole rest of the day. Whatever else I ate, there was always a little bit of bread for me to eat as well. And one morning in San Cristobal, I was getting this loaf of bread for the day and some very strong black Mexican coffee, when I noticed, standing just beyond the checkout counter in the bakery, a young boy. And he was asking everyone who walked by, who had just bought their bakery items for the morning, asking them, "Pan, por favor, pan, pan." The next person walked by. "Pan, por favor, pan, pan. Bread, please, bread. Please, some bread, please." As I finished my purchase, I snapped off the end of my rather large loaf of bread, because it did feel a little bit gratuitous, and handed it to the boy. And as I did, I asked in my broken Spanish if this was his breakfast for the day, if he was on his way to school. But he shook his head. "No, the boy said. Es por la misa. It is for the Mass. And then he asked me an interesting question. He asked me if I wanted to come along, if I wanted to come with him. And I said yes. Well, as it turns out, this boy, who was probably around 6 years old, had a sick grandmother. And the family had arranged for one of the local priests to come and say a house mass, a Eucharist in their house, so that the grandmother could partake of the body and blood of Christ. But they didn't have any bread. And so this boy had been standing out in the bakery for an hour and a half asking for bread so that his grandmother could have the Eucharist. So I spent the rest of my morning with three generations, son, mother, and grandmother, of the Olivares family and their local parish priest, and we said the Eucharist together. And afterwards, the rest of that loaf of bread that I still had with me became breakfast for all of us. Now, the best part of our need daily to have a spiritual relationship with God is that God is always more ready to hear our prayers, to be in relationship with us, than we are to pray and to ask Him to be in that relationship. We have opportunities daily. He's always available. We never get the busy signal with God. We can always go to Him, even at this altar right in here. Every weekday, there is Eucharist for us if we want to avail ourselves of it. In fact, that is why you are all here today, to sustain the relationship you have with a little bread and a little wine that becomes the body and blood of Christ. So come up today and have a sustaining meal. And then afterwards, we can all go get some donuts and coffee. Amen.